This goes back to 1961, and I was traveling in Europe, and at this point was in Paris toward the end of the trip. This was a time when France was the victim of a lot of terrorism, much as we're worried about now. The terrorism was coming from Algerians that were struggling for their independence from France, and one of their methods was to use terrorism in the streets. I don't know if anyone's read the story Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth, but it's probably, in my mind, the best book of its genre, having to do with an Algerian hired assassin who ends up having a bead on Charles de Gaulle. It's a great book. Anyway, one night when I was driving through the streets of Paris with three other guys, our car was pulled over by the police. And all of a sudden, these five guys are surrounding our car with Tommy guns, or automatic rifles, as they're called now, and had us up against the car. They were frisking us, talking in French. We had no idea what they were thinking. And if you think about the atmosphere of terrorism these days, it's pretty scary because they were scared, and I don't know what they thought we were, but eventually they did let us go. Another night, I was walking by myself, and we didn't have much money to spend on this trip, so oftentimes in the evening what you do is walk and just see what was going on. And I walked down this street called Saint-Germain-des-Prés, crossed the Seine River, went up, I think it's Rue Saint-Michel, and about two or three blocks up Rue Saint-Michel, I just happened to notice a second-floor billiards hall. I didn't have anything else to do. I was just walking around getting the flavor of Paris. So I went up to this billiards hall, watched them shoot pool for a few minutes. Kind of boring. But then I noticed across the hall there was a door, and I wondered what was going on in there. So I walked across, opened the door, looked in. There's one of these long oblong-like tables that you see in a seminar sometimes. And on this table was a huge map. And there were about eight people sitting around this table looking at this map until I opened the door, at which point they all looked up and looked at me. And I knew I didn't belong there. So I closed the door, backed out, went back across the room, getting ready to leave when the door opened and out came a big hulking guy. And he looks around and he sees me and his eyes stopped on me. I didn't like this. So I was near the stairs. I went down the stairs, out on the street, in a fast walk, went up the street, turned around and looked. He had come down, and he was coming up the street also. I had about a half block on him, so I picked up speed a little bit, and I got to the light, and I looked back. He's coming. I crossed the street, and the timing was good. He didn't make the light. So I started back down the street toward the Seine. And I'm going a little faster, and I can tell that he's now crossed the street, and he's coming behind me. I walk about two blocks, and in the middle of the block, there's kind of an alcove where it's not really a corner, but you can go in there. It's a public area. And I go into this alcove, kind of like a courtyard. And I, you know how you do, when I was going to look out and see if he was coming, and he was. And all of a sudden at that moment, any children in the room? These arms reached around me and grabbed my crotch. And I hear, "Voulez-vous l'amour?" I shot about 20 feet up in the air, literally. And by the time I came down, I was running. It's a fact. And I went on down toward the river. I got on, went down into one of those large subway stations that had lines going in three or four or five different directions. And there was a train right there. It looked like it'd pull out pretty soon. I got on, and I'm looking, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to avoid this guy. And sure enough, the doors closed. That was my narrow escape. I got away. And I did forget to mention that split second when I had to consider "Voulez-vous l'amour?"